Dusty hikers fresh off the Pacific Crest Trail are a familiar summertime sight in Ashland. But this year, trail organizers are asking hikers to stop their trips as soon as possible to help minimize the spread of the coronavirus. JPR's Eric Newman has more.
Stephanie Bolivar had been on the trail for 2.5 weeks when she got the notice from the Pacific Crest Trail Association advising her to end her trip.
Oh man, it was so heartbreaking. It was probably one of the most difficult decisions I've ever had to make in my 30 years of life.
She was in Idlewild, California, waiting out a storm. She'd hiked 210 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Bolivar, whose trail nickname is Blaze, had been planning her trip for 2 years. She'd just started the 2,600-mile trek along the Sierra Nevada and Cascade Mountains when the coronavirus pandemic arrived in the U.S. She decided to stop out of concern that she might not be able to get back home to Massachusetts and because of worries about spreading the virus if she caught it.
I thought that going into the small trail towns, if I had already contracted the virus, wasn't really a great idea for me to do.
The Pacific Crest Trail Association is more blunt with their advice.
Well, at the moment, we want hikers off the trail, period.
That's the Trail Association's Scott Wilkinson.
Many people might think, well, there's no better place to be than out in wilderness, right, during a pandemic. But the reality, though, is that hiking a long-distance trail like the PCT is actually a very social endeavor.
He says hikers are often in groups on the trail. They eat and camp together. When resupplying in towns, they often hitchhike in and go to restaurants, hotels, and gear stores. The risk of coronavirus spreading in small towns has been an issue in other communities, too. Rural Blaine County, Idaho, recently became a hotspot for COVID-19 cases when out-of-towners flocked to the Sun Valley Ski Resort amid the pandemic. And Bishop, California, a well-known rock climbing destination, recently saw a sharp increase in climbers over spring break. After that, the city started publicly discouraging visitors out of concern that COVID-19 cases could strain their small healthcare system. But some hikers on the Pacific Crest Trail are ignoring the advice to stop. Doug Hark, who goes by the trail name Grateful, is still hiking. He says the hikers are taking precautions by wearing masks in town and using ample amounts of hand sanitizer.
I've been into these towns, and what the practices I see from the locals is horrendous. I see them breaking more of the sanitation rules than us. So it's hard to say who is causing the real problem.
Hark is one of around 100 people still on the trail, out of what would normally be more than 1,000 this time of year, according to the Pacific Crest Trail Association. In spite of their advice, the group can't legally close the trail. That's because it spans a range of federally managed public lands, including Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and national parks, most of which are still open to the public. Stephanie Bolivar is back in Massachusetts now. After uprooting her life to hike the PCT, she's piecing it back together now.
Unfortunately, I'm back living with my parents for the time being, but I am looking for a job. I work in healthcare, so I'll be looking for a job very soon.
For now, the PCTA's advice for hikers is ongoing until they hear from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that it's safe for people to again gather in groups. Eric Newman, JPR News.